Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In louder, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord God bless Ringo. May the Lord God bless Ringo. He brought
you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you.
Talk to somebody and shout it loud.
May the Lord God bless you,
Ringo. Ringuda.
He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you.
Talk to another person and shout it loud. Ringuda. Ringuda. Talk to another person and shout it loud. Ringuda. Now pray for yourself now. Pray for yourself now.
Bring
good. Up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone around you. Every yoke detaining my celebration. Can I hear you say that loud and clear? Break my fire. In the name of Jesus. Break my fire. In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, associate yourself, and thou shall be scattered.
So
speak the word, it shall not stand. For God is with us. Say every satanic utterance. Bombarding my destiny. Backfire. In the name of
Jesus.
Speak against the utterance of darkness. Backfire in the name of Jesus.
For Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, like Badura.
Jesus said unto Peter,
Say, Simon,
Satan desires to sift you like a wheat.
As you fell,
Satan wanted to sift you like wheat.
As you fell, bow, be cuckoo.
But I pray for you. You now say, Lord Jesus. Pray for me.
Badura for me.
Can you say that loud? Your voice is not loud enough. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and decree it. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, like Badura.
Shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Glory be to the name of Jehovah.
Ogo, nifu uruko Jehovah.
Right there where you are.
Nibitewa.
Talk to the Lord about what you want him to do for you here this morning. Commit the service to the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself to the hands of the Lord. Commit everything you are doing to the hands of the Lord. He's able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust. Say, my Father.
Baba, me.
Can you say it loud and clear? Catapult my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Every Jericho of hindrance stopping my advancement, clear away in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that one
too.
In the Thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Now raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Any power that wants me to die before my glory, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Sing it loud and clear. Jesus is a winner man.
Jesus is a winner man.
Winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
Winner man.
Winner man. A winner man. A winner man. Winner man. A winner man. A winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man. A winner man. A winner man. A winner man.
I am on the winning side.
I am on the winning side.
I
am on the winning side.
Winning side.
I am on the winning side.
Oh, Jesus,
Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh, Jesus, Oh,
love the man of God. Father, minister to us this morning.
And
open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's
have a seat. God bless you. In our school on Sunday last week, we began to look at what is called many weddings. Few marriages. Many weddings. Few marriages. That was at our school on Sunday last week. And it was important that we look at this in view of the perversion and confusion that is happening in our world.
Latari iruke rudo to nsele kakiri ni orile ede aye.
And that day we read from Ecclesiastes.
Ni ojo ya ka lati ni iwe oni wasu
chapter 9
ori ikesan
verse 9
ese kesan
Ecclesiastes
iwe oni wasu
chapter 9,
Uri Kesson,
verse 9.
Ese Kesson.
It says this.
O we buy ye.
Live joyfully.
Ma fiayo.
With the wife whom thou lovest all days of the life of thy vanity.
Ba ayare beti wofe ni bubodu ayi asanre.
Which he has given thee under the sun.
Ti o fi fun o la be orun.
All the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life. And the labor which thou takest under the sun. And I began to explain last Sunday. That the family, the home is the basic unit of the society. And that God, not man, not the devil, created the institution of family and the home. And that marriage is God's idea, not man's idea. And that to win the world back to Jesus, we need to start at the family level. We also looked at the perversion that is taking place now. Like men marry men, women marry women. And there is an agenda to render mankind extinct. A man cannot marry a man and he will have children. So marriage is a mutual coming together of two different people, male and female.
Oja ifimo sokan awon eniyan meji lati parapo ninu igbeyawo okunrin ati obirin.
To share their lives together.
Lati ma jo gbe igbe aye won papo.
Is joining of two people, male and female, in only matrimony.
Oni sopo okunrin ati obirin ninu igbeyawo mimo.
The agenda is to help the two of them to achieve their destiny.
Idi ti won se papo lati ran awon meji lo lati mu ayan mo won se.
Beyond every marriage ceremony.
Ju gbogbo awon eto igbeyawo lo.
That is a union of mind, body, and spirit.
Marriage,
according to the Bible, is a lifetime affair. This is why you have to look before you leap. Marriage is God's ordinance. A good gift from God to man. Marriage is also a covenantal relationship.
Bakono,
covenant attached to it.
Bakono igbeyawo o je eto asopo to ni se pelu majemu.
When you marry, you enter into a covenant.
Nigba te ba se igbeyawo se le en wo inu majemu kan lo.
Marriage itself is a process of discovery.
Igbeyawo fun ara re o je eto lati ma se awari.
A journey. ìrìn àjò.
Not an arrival.
Tí ènìyàn ò lè ní òpin rẹ̀.
It's a threefold call.
Ó jẹ́ ìpele mẹ́ta kan.
God on the top.
Ọlọ́run ní òkè.
Man here.
Ọkùnrin ní ẹ̀sìn.
Woman there.
Obìnrin ní ọ̀tún.
Like a triangle.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun onígun mẹ́ta.
Marriage is supposed to be a shelter and a harbor.
Ìgbéyàwó yẹ kó jẹ́ ibi ìsádi àti ibi ààbò.
From the storms and troubles of life.
Kúrò lọ́wọ́ ìjì àti ìrúkèrúdò ayé.
Marriage is a mini kingdom.
Ìgbéyàwó ó dàbí ìjọba kékeré kan ni.
With a husband as the president and wife as a queen.
Ètò ní ọkọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ààrẹ àti ìyàwó gẹ́gẹ́ bí ayaba.
Marriage is a kind of house that requires constant keeping and building.
Ìgbéyàwó dàbí ilé tó nílò àtúnṣe láti ìgbà dé ìgbà.
And every marriage, beloved.
Gbogbo ìgbéyàwó olùfẹ́.
It's an assignment from God.
Ojúṣe ló jẹ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá.
It's an assignment from the Almighty.
Iṣẹ́ ló jẹ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ Olódùmarè wá.
The bottom line is this.
Pàtàkì rẹ̀ ni eléyìí.
Marriage is a process.
Ìgbéyàwó jẹ́ ètò.
The wedding day is just one event.
Ọjọ́ ìgbéyàwó kan jẹ́ ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan nínú rẹ̀.
These days there are plenty of weddings.
Ní ọjọ́ òní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ètò ìgbéyàwó ló wà.
Few marriages.
Àwọn ìṣelọ́kọláya ní tòótọ́ díẹ̀.
Plenty of men.
Púpọ̀ àwọn ọkùnrin.
Few husbands.
Púpọ̀ ni àwọn baálé.
Plenty of
women. Díẹ̀ ni àwọn baálé. Púpọ̀ ni àwọn obìnrin.
Few wives.
Díẹ̀ ni àwọn ìyálé.
Plenty of houses.
Púpọ̀ ni àwọn ilé.
Few homes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ díẹ̀ ni àwọn ìdílé.
But when your marriage is divinely ordained.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá yẹ pé a gbé ìgbéyàwó rẹ kan láti òkè ọ̀run wá.
To follow the plan of God.
Yóò máa lọ ní ìṣísẹ̀ntẹ̀lé pẹ̀lú ètò Ọlọ́run.
To fulfill your divine assignment.
A mú ètò àtojúṣe àtọ̀run rẹ ṣẹ.
It will do what everyone wants it to do.
A rọ̀ lọ láti ṣe ohun tó yẹ kó o ṣe.
That is a properly divinely organized marriage.
Ìyẹn ni ètò ìgbéyàwó tí a fi ọwọ́ sí láti òkè ọ̀run wá.
Many people think that when the husband and wife have everything they need, the marriage is successful.
Púpọ̀ ni àwọn èèyàn tó rò pé nígbà tí ọkọ àtayá bá ní ohun gbogbo tán nílò, la lè sọ pé ìgbéyàwó ní àṣeyọrí nínú.
No.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
A marriage is only successful.
Ìgbéyàwó a lè sọ pé ní àṣeyọrí nínú.
When the vision of God for that marriage is fulfilled.
Nígbà tí a bá mú ìrántí Ọlọ́run nípa ìgbéyàwó ìṣẹ́.
When it is fulfilled.
Nígbà tá bá mú ṣẹ.
When the agenda of God is fulfilled.
Nígbà tí ìpinnu Ọlọ́run bá di ṣíṣe.
That's when it is a successful marriage.
Nígbà náà la lè pè ní ìgbéyàwó.
The woman is supposed to be the man's mirror.
Obìnrin ó yẹ kó jẹ́ àwòjí ìjì fún ọkùnrin.
And everything that heaven and earth needs to mirror the man as you package the woman.
Ohun gbogbo tí ọkùnrin bá sì nílò ni Ọlọ́run ti fi sínú arábìnrin náà.
So we now began to look.
A wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbé yẹ̀wò.
At why?
Pé ìdí rẹ̀.
You have so many weddings.
Tí a ṣe ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ètò àti àsopọ̀ ìgbéyàwó.
Marriages.
Àti àwọn ìṣelọ́kọláya ní tòótọ́ díẹ̀.
It's due to a failure in four areas.
A ní ó wá látàrí ìkùnà ní àwọn oríta mẹ́rin kan.
And last week we look at the first area.
Ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tó kọjá a sì wo ìdí ìkùnà kíní.
The first failure is foundational failure.
Ìkùnà kíní ni ìkùnà tó ti inú ìpìlẹ̀ wá.
When something is wrong.
Nígbà tí nǹkan bá ṣọwọ́ òdì.
Where to look is the root of it.
Ibi tó yẹ ká wò òun ni ìpìlẹ̀ rẹ̀.
And I began to tell you that day.
Mo sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ fún wa ní ọjọ́ yìí.
That marriage is contacted when one is an enemy of God.
Pé ìgbéyàwó tẹ́nìyàn wọ inú rẹ̀ nígbà tó wà ní ipò ọ̀tá Ọlọ́run.
Has a bad foundation.
Ó ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dáa.
Marriage is originating from accidental pregnancy.
Ìpín ìgbéyàwó tí ẹ wá látàrí oyún tí wọn ò ní retí.
Has a bad foundation.
Òun náà ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dáa.
Every sex before marriage.
Gbogbo àṣepọ̀ ṣáájú ìgbéyàwó.
Has planted a bad foundation.
Ó ti fi ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dáa lélẹ̀.
Marriage is enforced by ignorant parents.
Àwọn ìgbéyàwó tí àwọn òbí tí wọn mọ̀ kan tó fọwọ́ fipá ṣe.
Has a bad foundation.
Òun náà ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dáa.
Marriage is enforce my blood covenant.
Ìgbéyàwó tí wọ́n wá látàrí májẹ̀mú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
Have a bad foundation.
Ó ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dára.
Marriage is based on donation.
Ìgbéyàwó pé wọ́n fi ni jì.
They donated the woman to the man.
Wọ́n fi arábìnrin jì fún ọkùnrin náà.
Has a bad foundation.
Òun náà ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dára.
Marriage is based on trial and error.
Ìgbéyàwó gbéyàwó èyí jì èyí ò jẹ́.
Has a bad foundation.
Òun náà ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dára.
Marriage is based on material interest.
Ìgbéyàwó tí wọ́n ṣe látàrí ọrọ̀ tàbí owó.
A bad foundation.
Ó ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dára.
Marriage is based on satanic prophecy.
Ìgbéyàwó tí wọ́n ṣe látàrí àwọn ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ sátánì.
As a bad foundation. And once there is foundational failure, the marriage collapses. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I was sharing this at the youth church. A lady in Nigeria here met a man on the internet. Marriages on the internet. Handsome man. They started talking. They planned marriage on phone.
Lori ero abanisọrọ
on the internet.
Lori ero ayelujara.
The family of the man
ebi okunrin
took the dowry engagement and paid it in absentia.
Won ba so owo ori ati gbogbo eto idana lai si oko ati yawo nibe.
They arranged.
Won seto
for this girl to go and join the man abroad.
Fun arabiri lati lo darapo mo oko re ni oke okun.
All this while,
ni gbogbo okoko yi,
the girl only saw pictures.
Arabiri aworan nikan lo ma nri
and hears phone calls.
A si ma gbo ohun lati ori ero.
I pray that the Lord will deliver us from foolishness. Of course she traveled. Was when she got there, she now found number one, that the man did not have two legs. The picture they've been showing her is from the midways up. The man cannot walk. The man smokes cigarettes all day through. After cigarette alcohol. And then the man has a cocktail of 26 kind of drugs he takes every day. Was when he recently arrived there, she discovered all this. So the marriage was a failure from the beginning. In the Western countries now, almost half the marriages are ending in divorce.
It's
spreading to Africa now again. One out of three marriages ending in divorces. There are plenty of people in church now who are living as cats and mouses with their spouses. There are couples who come to church. They don't work together. Don't talk together. They're just there because of what we did say. This is not God's purpose for marriage. This is not God's agenda for marriage. That's what Jesus said. Maybe it's even better not to marry. If that marriage will push you to hellfire, it's a very serious business. And I want you to understand this. The great apostle Joseph Babalola, one day gathered all his pastors and he asked them a question. How many of you want to make heaven? They all did like this. Are you sure? They all did like this. He said, well, go and ask your wife whether you will enter, you will not enter. If the woman says you will not enter, you better start begging, because she can ensure that you do not make heaven. A lot of men will go into hellfire because of the kind of marriages they did. A lot of women will go into hellfire because of the marriages they did. I'm praying for all who are here this morning that the balm of Gilead that was announced to us this morning will touch every home in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Close your eyes where you are. Say, oh God, arise. Can you make it louder than that? And pursue my pursuers. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
It is important for us
pataki lo je fun wa
to understand all this foundation thing.
Ki oye awon ko ni se nipa ipile ko ye wa.
If your father was a polygamist.
Ti baba to bi olomo ba je akobirin jo.
And you are your own parents, they are polygamists.
Ti awon obi re si je akobirin jo pelu.
That of the husband polygamous.
Ti awon oko akobirin jo ni won.
Your own two polygamous.
Iwo na idile alorogun ni.
Both of you are now married.
Eyin mejeje wa ti se igbeyawo.
That foundation of polygamy.
Igbe ipile ti kobirin jo yi
will give you a hard fight.
Yo fun o ni ogun to le koko.
This is why you need to pray.
Idire re te lati gbadura
and open your eyes wide.
Yes, la ojun yin sile.
Pray, open your heart. Open those eyes wide.
E gbadura ke si ya ojun yin gboro.
It's not just beauty.
Ki se wa nikan.
It's not handsomeness.
Ki se bo se darawo si.
That's not the issue now.
Iye ko lorun na.
It's not how tall or how short or how fat.
Ki se bo ti ga bo ti kuro abi bo ti sanra si.
You need to pray.
E lati gbadura.
A woman,
arabinrin,
was pregnant of her second child.
O loyun fun omo re keji.
She fell into labor.
O ba bere si robi.
They quickly rushed out to the hospital.
Neke ake oba gbedegbadegba lo si ile iwosan.
As he got to the hospital,
but de ile iwosan,
the nurses came looking for her.
Awon agbe bi wa won wa ran lowo.
Right there at the gate.
Nibe lenu ona.
She fell down and died.
Lo ba subu lo si ku
at the gate.
Ni enu ona ile iwosan.
People shouted.
Awon eyan pariwo.
Hey.
Ah.
Kilode for this woman.
Arabinrin yi.
Ah, she is a deaconess.
Deaconess ti akoni obinrin ni.
How can this happen?
Bawo lele se le sele si.
Others were gossiping behind.
Sugbon awon to wa leyin ti won tenu bole.
Ah.
Be ah.
What a pity.
Anu se.
What a pity.
O se ni laanu.
Ma se o.
O se ni laanu.
So this woman.
Be arabinrin yi.
Did not escape the curse.
Be ko sa ko bo lowo egun na.
Did not escape the curse.
Obo lowo egun
apparently.
Nitoto
in the family from which the husband has come.
Latinu idile ti oko re ti wa.
All women have one child.
Gbogbo awon obirin to wa nibe omo kankan soso ni won bi.
All women who tried to have the second one.
Gbogbo obirin to ba gbiyan lati bimo keji.
They died.
Ibe ni o ku si.
So if somebody had told her when she was single,
tori na teni kan ba ti so fun nigba to wa ni apon,
pray
gbadura
before you get in.
Ko to di po wo
enu. No, let me go.
Eje en lo se.
She did not escape.
Ni si o sa
that foundational curse.
Ko bo lowo egun ipile eni
into where she married.
Si inu ebi to gbe yawo si.
I'm praying for anyone here.
Mo gbadura fe ni yohun to wa ni.
If you have put your head
pe to ba ti ti ori re
into an inherited curse.
Sinu egun ajogun ba kan.
If you have put yourself
to ba ti fi ara re
into a generational liability.
Sinu wahala ti irandiran kan.
True marriage.
Nipase gbe.
Receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, amen. Lua like thunder. So the first failure is foundational failure. That's why many weddings are available, but few marriages.
Unfortunately,
some who should go for deliverance pray for 7 days before marriage. They don't do so. Some who should not do honeymoon at all. Because it's that honeymoon period when they know they will not fast, they will not pray, they will be eating and eating and sleeping and having sex. That 1 week they will thoroughly deal with them.
Nitori pe akoko igbe igbadu leyin gbe yawo yi ni won ma je ti won ma mu ti won ma ni asepo akoko igan lo ta o lo lati fi doju ija kan won.
They don't know.
Won o mo rara.
It's a very serious matter.
Oran to si le ni
when that foundation is not addressed.
Nigba ti won o ba doju ko oran to ni se nipa ipele yi.
I pray one more time.
Mo gbadura lekan si
that any foundational arrow
pe ofa ti ipele yo
troubling any marriage
don't die pe yawo
should die violently.
Let her amen roar like thunder.
Failure number two.
Ikuna keji.
That causes marriage, weddings, but few marriages.
So man fa eto igbeyawo pupo. Ismoi si lokola ya die.
Communication failure.
Oni ikuna nipa bibani soro.
Communication failure.
Ikuna nipa jijo jomi toru oro.
Communication, simply put.
Bibani soro ni ede kukuru.
Is exchange between two people.
Oni ke enyo meji ma paro oro.
If two people are living in a house,
ti awon eyan meji ba ngbe ninu ile,
one is speaking French,
okan ede faranse lo nso,
the person that he wants to communicate with,
eni to si fe ba soro wa yi,
can only speak English,
ede gesi ni kan lo gbo,
that is communication gap already.
Alafu awa nipa ti ma bara eni soro,
that is they cannot communicate by speaking,
iye ni pe won o le ma bara won soro nipa si soro,
they communicate with other signs.
Won a ma lo awon apere miran lati bara won soro ni,
they communicate with other signs.
Won a ma lo apere miran lati bara won soro.
That's why
idi re re
some couple living in the house, living together,
tokotaya ton gbe po,
when the communication by mouth,
nigbati ati ma ba re ni soro nipa se ore nu,
is Greek,
to ba ye pe Greek ni,
Hebrew,
ede Hebrew,
Latin, and they are not understanding each other,
ti o ye won o si wa ye ara won,
and they must communicate,
once ye dandan kon soro,
then is converted into blows,
nipa be won wa so di ese kiku.
That blow is communication.
Once two people are
speaking two different languages,
there will
be confusion.
And
one way to destabilize a
thing is
to break communication.
When
God looked at those building the Tower of Babel,
and he said,
these people, this thing they are doing, if you don't stop them,
hey,
they will do anything. All he just did is to confuse their languages. Since they didn't understand each other again, the place naturally scattered. Say, hey, give me brick.
Be brick for me.
Bwa.
Ba,
slap his face.
So back badeti,
because this one said, "Give me brick."
Nitori pe bawo ni pe brick wa.
But what he had,
sugbo ohun to hun gbo,
is you are a fool.
Pe oponu ni o.
Slap.
Be lo ba gba leti.
Give me water.
Fun mi lomi.
He went and brought spade.
O ba lo mu shobri wa.
So there was confusion at the Tower of Babel.
Tori na iruke rudo wa ni bi ile so Babeli.
God confused their tongues.
Olorun da ede won ru.
There is a lot of confusion of tongues in marriages today.
Buko ni awon ede to ti daru ninu ahon nipa ahon ni igbeyawo loni.
Communication
ko si bi bare ni soro,
and that is responsible for so many marital failures.
Ele lo si sokun fa ikuna ninu igbeyawo pupo.
Try and understand.
E gbiyanju ke je ko ye ko ye yi.
Individuals are born differently.
Be eni kokan ona ototo lati bi won,
and they react to situations differently.
Iha ti won si nko si awon isele iha oto ni.
Some people may not mind when your voice is loud, but some, they automatically turn off once you raise your voice. They believe you are angry. Some don't mind. Lack of communication.
Aile ma bare ni soro.
Or misconceived communication.
Tabi kan yon soro ko yon to soko ma ye.
Has caused many weddings that are not marriages.
O ti di, o ti je ki anwe ekbe yawo, eto ekbe yawo, ko je ko ma je, eto nje ti loko laya, ninu.
And this is a very, very serious matter.
Ele si jono to le.
A woman said,
Arabi ni kon wipe,
my husband,
oko mi,
walks away.
Ari abinu jade
during conversation.
Nigba ta ba nsoro,
communication failure.
Wahala ni pe ati ma soro na ni.
My husband,
oko mi,
talks a lot.
O ma nsoro ju
and does not allow me to talk.
Ko si fun mi laye lati soro.
It does not even allow me to mumble a word.
Ko ti en je en do mi toro kokan rara.
Communication failure.
Wahala ikuna nipa si soro na.
My husband,
oko mi,
ignores me completely.
Ko ti en bi kita, ko ti en nani
mi. Does not listen to anything I say.
O ko tin ba wi gan, ko ti en teti gbo.
communication failure.
Ikuna ninu ti soro na ni.
Such marriages will gradually collapse.
Iru igbeyawo be ni sise ntele won fori so.
My husband
be bale mi yi
is very abusive.
O ma nbu ni ni.
Idiot.
Oponu.
Lizard.
Ode.
Cockroach.
Ayan.
Double left leg.
Elesi osi meji.
One woman said, my husband is never available to talk to.
Lai e le ri oko mi la rowo to lati ba soro.
He's always too tired to talk.
O ma nre to bege ko lile soro.
It's communication.
Ikuna nipa
o. Say, my husband ignores the children.
We all call mi ko ti e bikita nipa won mo.
Communication.
Oro nipa ijomi to
ro. My husband will go and take a decision with his relatives instead of me the wife. Communication problem.
Oko mi a to awon molebi re lati se eto abi ipinu kan.
My husband is tied to his mother's apron. It's whatever his mother says that he will do.
Oh, call me at my marriage. No, so for more around. Oh, call me.
Communication failure. My husband is afraid to tell his relatives to let us be in peace. Communication failure. My husband tells his relatives everything that goes on in the house.
Bobo to ba nsere ninu ile ni oko bi ma nso fun awon ebi re.
Communication failure.
Ikuna ninu oro siso na ni.
If you are a husband here,
ti o ba ji oko tabi ba ni
how you behave.
To si je bo tin hu wa leleyi,
you have two problems. You have two problems.
Isoro meji le ni.
Either you are not born again.
Boya el de atunbi.
Or the institution of marriage is not really clear to you.
Tabi oye bi igbekale igbeyawo se ri ko tile ye yin rara.
You will have discovered by now.
O ye ke ti sakiyesi nisin.
Marriage is more than sex.
Pe igbeyawo ju bi balopo lo.
If you marry because of sex.
Se ba se igbeyawo nitori ibalopo.
By the time you sex yourself and sex yourself, your eyes will clear.
Nigba te ba ni asipo ti ti oju yin mo.
Now you know settle down to reality.
Ewa farabalẹ si ohun to wa ni toto.
One husband said,
baale kan so wi pe
my wife talks too much.
Oro yawo mi po.
Communication.
Oro nipa oro si
so. My wife never listens to me.
La yawo mi o le teti gbo mi.
Communication.
Oro nipa oro si so na ni.
My wife doesn't understand me.
Oye mi o ti e ye yawo mi.
Communication.
Ikuna nipa oro
si so. My wife will always listen to advice of friends and relatives.
Amoran ti awon ore ati molebi ba fun yawo mi lo ma ntele.
Communication problem.
Wahala nipa oro si so.
My wife is always influenced by her mother.
Lati gba de igba ni yawo mi ma nbori ipinu yawo mi.
Communication problem.
Wahala nipa
my wife is verbally abusive.
Yawo mi o ma nbu ni lopo lopo.
Communication problem.
Oro abi wahala nipa
oro. My wife disrespects my siblings and my relatives.
Yawo mi o ti e bo fun awon ebi mi tabi awon aburo mi.
Communication problem.
Wahala nipa oro.
My wife disobeys me.
Alai gboran ni yawo.
Communication problem.
Wahala nipa oro si so.
My wife takes decision without referring to me.
Yawo mi a ma se ipinu lai ti ko ti e bere lowo mi.
Communication problems.
Wahala nipa oro si so.
If you are a wife,
ti e ba je yawo le,
and this is how you are behaving,
to wa je ke bi e ti hu wa re,
you got to one or two problems.
Isoro kan si meji le ni.
One.
Ikini re.
Either you are not born again.
Boya e o de atunbi.
Or the institution of marriage is not clear at all.
Tabi eto igbekale igbeyawo ko tile ye yin rara.
Communication in the home is very essential.
Tori na bi bare ni soro ninu ile o se pataki lopolopo.
It is the key to a good relationship in the home.
O ni kokoro si ibalopo rere ninu ile.
It's the key.
O ni kokoro re.
There are words that should not be said.
Awon oro wa teri o gbodo so.
There are words that you should kill.
Awon oro wa to ye ke pa ni apa finfin.
It is not everything that is coming to somebody's mouth the person will be saying.
Ki se gbogun to ba wa si eniyan lokan lo ye ko ma so.
If you do that, you will crush everything you are doing yourself.
Ti e ba se le gbogun te ti dawo yin le fun ara yin le o run won.
There are some statements married couple should not make at all.
Awon gbolohun kan wa ti awon lokan layo gbodo menu kan rara.
Oh no.
Oh.
I wish I had not married you.
Iba mu mi pe mi o fe o gege bi oko abaya.
Bad communication
is for me to do me to ro ti o da.
Actually a curse.
Ati egun lo je pelu.
Oh
ah,
this marriage is a mistake.
Ipe yawo yi asise ni asise.
You are calling your marriage a mistake.
E pe ipe yawo te wa ninu re ni asise.
You already issued a curse against it.
E tin gegun fun.
I don't love you anymore.
You're fair or remo.
I used to.
tele mo ma fero.
I don't love you now.
Sugbon nisin mi o fero.
I hate you.
Mo korira re.
You are useless.
Oh, wulo.
Bad communication.
Awon gbolohun ti o dani.
Excuse me, excuse me.
Mo toro gafara ejo.
Why can't you be a proper husband for once?
Kilo de bi e pe fun igba kan pere o se bi oko tin se gan.
Why can't you be a proper wife for once?
Kilo to je ko se bi iyawo gidi fun igba kan pere.
Sir,
yeah,
I should have married my former boyfriend.
Ah, ori abani de se mi tele yen ni ba kuku fe.
I should have married my former girlfriend.
Ori abani de se obirin yi ni ba kuku fe tele.
These are termites.
Elo awon woni won je ikan.
Termite words.
Awon oro ikan
that have pulled us to the level where we are now.
Ti o fa wa si pele ta wa lowo lowo yi.
Where marriage is now a problem.
Nibi ti igbeyawo ti wa di wahala.
So, what did I do to God?
Kini mo se fun Olorun
to deserve this a terrible person like you?
To wa tari eyan buburu bayi si mi.
So, God, what offense have I committed?
Yo Olorun ese wo mo wa se.
That is this kind of man that you allow me to marry.
Peru okunrin bayi lo wa je ki fe le oko.
Bad communication.
Awon oro ti o da.
Say, hey, look here.
Boss,
if you continue like this,
to ba tesiwaju bayi,
this marriage will not last.
Igbeyawo yi
o. I repeat, it will not last.
Ko le debi kankan.
You a believer saying that?
Iwo onigbagbo lo so ru eleyi.
Then you yourself, you are lost.
Ati pe iwo gan pa ko ti sonu.
So what?
O da.
I didn't look at you properly.
Mi o wo daada ni.
Now, I thought you were beautiful.
Moro ko lewa tele ni.
Can see that you are very very ugly.
Sugbon nisin mo ri ko burewa gidigidi.
I just patching up.
Mo kon faramo ni.
Which you are patching up with makeup.
Mo npa o kon dogbon si pelu awon oda to fin konju ni.
So well, I can't. My friends are coming. Go inside. I can't introduce you to my friends.
Mo fe gbalejo won re mi nisin o ya wonu yewu lo.
If you repeat that, I will slap your face.
So ba tu toro yen so won gbe di 40 ti ru el ni.
Those are communications.
Eyi di awon oro
that have pushed us to where we are.
To ti ti wa di ori tata wa nisin.
And this is a very very serious situation.
Awon to si le gidi gidi lele je.
You look at somebody and say,
"Nbe wo eniyan."
Say, have you finished talking?
Se o ti pari oro to nso.
You are not making sense at all.
O soro to mogbon dani rara.
Are you talking to me like that?
Abe mi lo ba soro be.
Why don't you check yourself first?
Oh, se woko ye ara re o.
Before complaining about others.
Ko to de po nso oro nipa elomiran.
Eh, it's not your fault.
Be bi e ko.
That's how your father used to beat your mother.
Bi baba re se no mama re tele tele na ni.
Why won't you beat?
Ba o lo se le li lo na yan.
All those are statements.
Gbogbo awon oyin won je gbolohun.
Communication error and arrows.
Je asise ati o fa ti jomi toru oro.
Say, well, since I married you, nothing is working.
We lati gba ti mo ti fe o le aya tabi loko ko so on to da to sele ri.
You are the cause of everything that is not working.
Ewo gan ti lo soku fa gbogbo re.
Communication error.
Asise nipa oro
siso. Excuse me. How dare you talk to me like that?
Mo toro gafara ba o lo si ma ba mi soro be yen.
Me, you talk to me like that?
E mi ke o bi lo npa soro be yen.
The question is,
ibeere na ni,
who are you?
Ta ni o?
So well,
no da.
You are wasting my time. I want to go and sleep.
O nfa koko mi so fo mo fe lo sun.
And if somebody is talking, say, you are wasting my time.
Eyan kan soro, o lo nfa koko re so.
Don't ever call me for this kind of conversation again. Do you understand?
Lai ma pe mi fun iru oro bayi mo so yi obi.
Say, you are talking.
E won soro.
Talking.
Won soro.
Talking.
Won soro.
All of a sudden.
Lojiji.
The man stands up.
Ni okunrin na ba dide.
Say, this conversation is over.
Pe idomi toru oro yi o dopin bayi.
I can't continue talking to you.
Mi o le tesi wa lati ma bo so.
All this a communication trouble.
Gbogbo awon won won je isoro nipa oro siso.
Failure in communication.
Ikuna nipa oro siso.
Failure in the use of words.
Ikuna be ni o se lu awon oro.
That have pushed marriages to where they are now.
Ti o ti ti awon igbeyawo sibi ti won wa bayi.
All the crying.
Gbogbo ekun sisun.
Wailing.
Gbogbo ipohun rere.
And the sulking.
Gbogbo kikeyan ko ma mi mi ede.
Whining.
Kenyan ko ma sise.
Throwing tantrums.
Kenyan ko ma taun sira won.
The man is throwing tantrums, the wife is throwing tantrums.
Arabirin taun, okunrin na taun.
The mournful looks.
Won wa ikoroju.
Gesticulating violently.
Kenyan ko ma dide, ko ma ni ipa ninu.
All this.
Gbogbo awon nkan won yi.
Communication trouble.
Won je isoro nipa oro siso.
The people I congratulate most.
I want to mo kill kuori rejulo.
Those who are not married and are here this morning.
Oh, ni I want to mo ti shake me. I want to wala ni walo uru.
At least you can use this to correct your life.
But mo kuori ele lule lati shi atushi aye ni.
And do prevention is better than cure.
Yes, dabore.
So it is important.
Tori no se pataki
that you understand the issue of communication.
Ki oye to ni se ni poro siso ko ye yi ye.
When you tell somebody, oh no.
Ni gba te ba so fun eyan ko a o se o.
Why is it?
E se
you never have anything intelligent to say.
O ti e no pataki kan lati so.
I'm not interested in anything you have to say now.
O ko to ba le fe so ko mi gbo.
So this is ridiculous. This is crazy.
E to so yi gan o buniku.
And somebody is talking. It's a serious problem indeed. Maybe you are here, you're a woman too. You have married the mystery man. The man is very vague. Vague.
He's
floating like this. Or you have married a slippery man. You will avoid discussing things that will put him on the spot. Or you have married the invisible man. A man who will withdraw into silence when he has committed an offense. Or you have married a volcano. The one who will bottle up, then explode on your face one day. Or you have married a commander in chief.
Or
orders you around like a soldier. Or you have married a chicken man. Always telling lies. To avoid dealing with something unpleasant. These are communication trouble. And that has destroyed thoroughly many marriages. Are you here this morning? And you have seen flaws in your marriage. Spend the time this morning to correct. Because if the home is not in order, the church cannot be in order. That's why the Bible says, any man who cannot control his home is not fit to be a minister of God.
It's
not fit to be a minister of God. And understand this, beloved, that you need to adjust your life and walk on that home knowing fully well
that
whatever you are displaying there is registered in the brain of those children. It will also fashion the kind of life they live. They need to sit down and take the bull by the horn. Take the bull by the horn. Don't be like that man which I've shared with you many years ago. Every time he was always beating the wife. Beating the woman. The woman will not fight back. Because a mother has told her, don't beat your husband. So But one day, this beating got to a level. And the woman decided to fight back. It was just an experiment. She didn't know it was going to work. While the man was giving her blows, bang. She endured the blow. Look for the chest of the man. Put a blow there. To her surprise, the man landed on the floor. Immediately the man landed on the floor. She now sat on him and pounded his face very well. That day went. Next time there was an argument again.
Oh, what did Bamira do?
Back. She will endure the first blows.
Adabuada farada esekini.
And look for his chest.
Ah, my wife, Yarakuni.
A blow to the chest.
I don't swear,
and then the man goes again.
Ile, Yarakuni, you to barada.
I don't
joke, Kolelo, that to Kulesi.
This was how power changed hands.
By any cause.
I said this was our power changers.
Be agbara se paro wo re o.
When the man now found out
nipa ti arakunrin wa ri
that the beating was getting worse.
Pe nina ti yawo won na won wa nle si.
He now decided
o wa pinu re
to go and report to the pastor.
Lat lo fe josun olusu agutan won.
For the first time, the woman did not go to report when she was being beaten up. The man had decided to go to the pastor to report that the wife was beating him up. A few meters to the pastor's house, he was hearing noise. When he would look, saw the pastor tying blue and the wife too tying blue, they are fighting. He shook his head.
Ben, you bad me real.
Say well.
On your dawah,
I have to go back home.
Lati paralosile.
And solve my own problem.
Yes, you do orong me from ara ni.
And how does he solve it?
Ba olosu se wa yon du re.
He stopped beating her.
O deku lati mano yawo re.
And then she to stop beating him.
O no deku lati mano oko re.
The key is in your hand.
Kokoro na wa lowo re.
Rise up on your feet, beloved. We'll continue next time. Because of our time. All eyes closed. I don't understand why you are clapping. All eyes closed. I refuse to carry any ancestral burden.
Ajaga ati irodiro.
It's a very serious prayer.
Adura to legidigidi ni.
So the fathers have eaten sour grapes.
Only on Baba Tije Suajara.
And the children sit at an edge.
I refuse to
carry. Any ancestral burden. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decrease. Name we pray. So every power pronouncing sorrow on my home. Can you shout it loud? You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus.
Somebody's breaking through. Jesus, let me pray. Every evil marital pattern. Can I hear you sound loud and clear? You are a liar. Break in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, pray for your children. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu la gbadura.
This prayer you are praying.
Adura ten gba yi.
Pray for your children.
E gbadura fun omo yin o.
Can you say this again loud and clear?
E tun wi elele kan si.
Say every evil like mother, like daughter marriage. Every evil like father like son marriage. Can you say it loud and clear? Every evil like father like son marriage.
I am not your candidate.
I am in the name of Jesus. All eyes closed. Apologies for the length of today's service.
There
are so many things we needed to do. Father, we thank you for this prayer request here. Answer them by fire. Lord, as the people go into this month of perfection, I decree by the spirit of the prophets that anywhere you go this month, divine favor shall overshadow you. In the name of Jesus, all the doors that were closed by the enemy. This particular month of perfection, the doors shall be forced open. In the name of Jesus, any document of with the wicked assigned to trouble your life shall be torn to pieces by heaven. In the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven perfection, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.